let's shift our Washington, D.C. focus away from Congress for a moment and the fiscal stimulus debate. And let's focus on the Supreme Court. The Supreme Court is in session. What do we need to know? Fortunately, we have an expert that can help us with that. Kimberly Robinson, Bloomberg Law Supreme Court reporter. Kimberly, what are the cases that we really need to be focusing on with this Supreme Court?
Well, this sitting, the justices aren't hearing very many cases, and that's in part because they've ditched a few issues that were specific to the Trump administration. But even in, you know, the few cases that the court has on the docket this month, there are a couple of really interesting business cases that, people in various industries should be paying attention to. And so these cases really come to us as part of a fallout from a 2018 ruling in which the court found that SEC administrative law judges have to be appointed in a certain way in compliance with the Constitution's appointments clause. And this just requires more accountability to the executive. At the time, some people predicted that this could really upset all administrative law judges across all federal mm-hmm. agencies. And so we see in briefing in these cases that touch on patent law judges and the Social Security Administration right. that even for people that don't work in these industries, there could be potential effects beyond just these two industries.
Kimberly, this is in the weeds. And for our listeners, we're used to the big stuff, like what are they going to do with President Trump or President Biden? You know the drill. Mm-hmm. But the one that focuses on this, the adult in the room for 26 years has been Justice Breyer, Stephen Breyer. He's 82 years old, and I don't think we talk enough about Stephen Breyer because he's so expert at the mundane, important Supreme Court work. How's Justice Breyer doing? Give us an update.
Well, by all accounts, Justice Breyer, who is the oldest justice on the court, is doing very well. There are accounts from, the pandemic that he's keeping up
he's very active.
He's a bike rider, meditates, and he seems to be doing, the same on the bench as he has been. But there are a lot of questions about whether or not Justice Breyer should consider retiring so that a Democrat can fill his spot and be confirmed by a Democratic Senate. But that's something that's just going to be up to Justice Breyer. We probably won't know an answer to that until sometime in June or maybe even July.
This is the chemistry of this. So the stuff that Paul's talking about that they're deciding on now, when do we see those decisions? Is it in the autumn?
We'll see these decisions before the court wraps up its current term, which typically happens at the end of June. So most
end
of these
of
cases we should hear within the next couple of months.
So Kimberly, aside from Justice Breyer, is there expectation of any more change over the next several years in the makeup of the Supreme Court?
Well, the Supreme Court is an institution made up of individuals who are quite on in their years, and so it's very possible that we see, retirement from Justice Thomas or even Justice Alito. But again, I think that's really going to come down to Congress and, whether or not they, who they think can get through a Congress and a Democratic president.
Yeah, but Kimberly, I don't mean to interrupt, but what is the history of judges retiring? The answer is they don't want to, right?
That's right. I mean, it's a pretty cushy job. If you just think about right now, the justices came off a 4-week break, which they had worked for 2 weeks, and before that, four weeks more off. So it's a cushy job and tends to be their last job as well. So it's a big
What are you describing me? Paul Sweeney and John Farrow have been trying. I mean, come on, folks, you got to understand, I got a hat trick of people. Paul Sweeney, John Farrow, and Al from New Jersey have been trying to get me to retire for 10 years because it is, I'm told daily, folks, it is a cushy job. Paul, continue.
That's right. So, Kimberly, one of the other issues here is, I know there's the Supreme Court's, weighing some deportation claims here. I guess that's a leftover from the Trump administration. What do we know about that?
Well, these are really kind of, as you mentioned, these are in the weeds cases about immigration, and it has the potential to affect really all asylum and these other technical relief for avoiding deportation. I think the one thing that's really interesting about this immigration case is that, you know, there are a lot of issues where the Biden administration is going to be changing changing positions from the Trump administration, but this isn't one of them. And a lot of run-of-the-mill immigration cases and criminal law cases, you're going to see a lot of continuity, and that's not been the case in some other really high-profile issues.
Brilliant. Kimberly, this is very valuable. Greatly, greatly appreciated. Kimberly Robinson with us today on the Supreme Court as they go into session, led by Greg Storr and our great, great Bloomberg team.